waited what feels like decades before taking our first sponsor because I'm a little bit of a psycho, and I honestly would never endorse anything that I don't totally, totally love. As you know, I'm a lady of convenience and elegance. Sometimes, which is why I am so down for the Zoe Report Box of Style, and I have a very special offer for all of my bitchy listeners. I got mine last week, and let me just tell you, there is this black and white cape. You know I live for a fucking cape. It's so soft. I'm actually wearing it now. And it's super ideal for fluctuating, which I love. It costs $100 a season, and each box is valued over $350, at least. No BS small samples. Hashtag full size. Mama don't like small portions. It's all so, so chic. I am positive no Bachelor contestants will be promoting or wearing any of this stuff. Past boxes have included brands like Alexis Bitar, Too Faced, La Mer, Fancy, Mara Hoffman, and it's basically like getting styled by Rachel Zoe. I have a special offer for all of my listeners, so please go to thezoereport.com/Jackie. That's spelled thezoereport.com/Jackie, and enter promo code Jackie. Hello, ladies and bitches. I'm Jackie Schimmel, writer and creator of blog-turned-podcast The Bitch Bible. Today, I am joined by a trio that kicks Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle in the fucking ass. Please welcome the ladies of the Lady Gang podcast, Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek.
Hi.
What's up?
Am I Beyonce?
Who gets to be Beyonce?
Oh, no.
I think we all take turns being Beyonce.
Yeah, I don't even know who the other girls
are. It's not fair to let one person be Beyonce and... poor Michelle.
Someone has to be Michelle.
What are they doing these days?
Nothing.
Beyonce is slaying and Michelle was in Aida.
They're probably still rich though. So
I hope Kelly grew out her hair. That's all I think about and got rid of those red highlights.
Why did she always have the short hair? She has a great face, but it was always like...
It was like a Lisa Rinna.
It was kind of like her body was so fierce that they made her have the short hair so she wouldn't outstage Beyonce.
Well, yeah, you know that it was all Beyonce's camp, like making every decision. Her mom was sewing the freaking costumes. Like, of course she was going to make her the cutest.
Kelly always had the ugliest costumes, too. She always had to wear the pants.
She had to knock her down a little bit.
The pants.
That's so
What's wrong
true.
With the pant?
The pant was always ugly. It was like Beyonce was in a mini dress and Kelly was like in a pant.
Yeah.
A wide pant. Thank you, Jackie.
Like, let's hide this amazing body of yours.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, guys, I'm so happy you're here because I just got wind that Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddlefuck. I don't even know his last name. What's his last name?
Hiddleston. I swear to God, I do not know his last name.
Hiddleston. That's all I know.
Hiddleston, isn't it?
Hiddleston, yeah. Hiddleston.
I never knew who he was until that relationship.
Me either. I have no clue who he is now. But they are over. Done.
So
do you think he used her to get cast in whatever you call it?
Wasn't it James Bond? Oh, yeah.
But he didn't get cast. Well, they backfired.
They just offered Daniel Craig $200 million to do two more movies, and he said no. Do you think he's certifiably insane?
Has to be insane.
What's he doing?
He said it was really hard on his body. I read an article. He said it was hard on his hips and knees.
So it's like a blue-collar job.
My left leg.
Like, acting's not that hard.
No.
$200 million, I would do, like, almost... I'd chop off my arm, for sure.
I would for sure make a sex tape with an animal.
Yes.
I would do that for... probably
like $100K,
not that much,
like 150
thousand, not even million.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
$150,
yeah, no, exactly. 150, a dollar and 50 cents.
Why do you think Taylor's such an idiot?
How do we all individually feel about Taylor Swift first? Because I want to know what you guys, I don't know what your stance is.
I don't
on
think
T-Swift.
Any of us can stand.
I more. Was a Swiftie and Ooh. I'm still a music Swiftie, mm-hmm. but the everything else. No.
I love her music. I think
love
she's great.
The music.
I can't I think I'd hate her as a friend.
I think she's a hungry hippo. And by hungry, I mean like so hungry for fame.
So I thought you meant literally hungry because she's so fucking skinny.
Well, she's also fucking skinny. But I feel like she's somebody who has an insatiable appetite for fame and power. Like, you would think that someone at that age would be like, I'm going to go on vacation with my friends, and I'm not going to post, and I'm going to enjoy myself, and blah, blah.
She never stops.
She hires a professional photographer to take the pictures of her on vacation.
It's like,
that's so unnecessary. Like, why do you need that?
Sad is what it is.
It is sad.
It's because she's actually not that cute either. It's true. If she were a natural beauty like all these women she's hanging out with, she might feel a little more secure and like okay with just taking a vacay, you know?
I think she's just a little bit psycho in general too. That girl's like a little unhinged.
Yeah.
I think she's fine. I wasn't a fan of the token black girl in the squad.
Ooh,
I
was so token like black girl.
Saraya.
No, they transition
Empire.
All the time. First
they
it was,
flip them out.
They, yeah, oh, they just so transition. Bad.
But that to me felt so crazy because, you know, listen, we're all white blonde bitches in the lady gang and we've never stooped as low to get like a token black person for diversity. You know what I mean?
I thought about hiring it was like, she was like all my friends for my wedding because my friend right. Heidi is like, she is like the diversity chairperson mm-hmm. of America. She's very concerned.
Right.
Is she white?
No, she's a Latina.
Okay.
And she she wears that loud and proud.
Good.
And she gets very upset when she attends events and not all races are represented equally. And I'm like, girl, I'm from LA, okay? Like, I grew up in Westlake Village, which is like a suburb yeah. next to Calabasas. I'm going to have to wrangle a few Indians. I don't have any Indian friends. Love them. I'm sure I could make one, but it's just not organic.
Yeah. But you know what, Jackie? You do have a First Nations friend, and it's me.
Because oh,
my
God,
family
Kelsey.
Is First Nations from Northern Canada. So now...
Oh, my gosh.
You're oh, wait, welcome. I thought, wait.
Quota is being filled.
Didn't you
Mohawk.
Say that you were part... Oh, is that what it was?
Mohawk.
You're like a third or something?
A fourth.
Okay, yeah.
I'm part Native American, and when I applied to college, I checked the Native American box on every single one of my college applications.
Did you get in everywhere?
No, because I'm a fucking idiot. But
because I'm dumb.
Because I'm dumb as fuck. But I did get into some places.
Because of that?
Because of that, for sure.
Wait, what's that called? What's that called again?
They like illegal?
Yeah. You know where they like
affirmative action?
Affirmative action, that's what it's called.
Affirmative fucking
I think that's
action.
A separate thing. I think it's like a law that they
oh, yeah,
made
no, that is
when
different.
All the Native Americans got, you yeah. know, ousted. They're like, at least let our kids go to college for free. My kids, God willing, if I actually successfully get married and have them, will go to college for free because my fiance is so strongly Native American.
Wow.
What? Is
Native yes,
American?
My grandkids. That's how strong it is that my grandkids can actually attend
that's
college
me,
for free.
Because my wait, grandmother how, was Native American, so I can do everything for
how
free.
How Native yeah. American is he?
He doesn't very, look that Native American.
Very. Like his great-grandmother was the queen of the Cherokee tribe.
Shut
what?
The fuck
holy
up.
Uh-huh. You learn something new every day.
That I feel is like a reason to go through with the wedding.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you got to get your
I'm
kids
trying to
free
think
college.
Of some cool...
You can get hotel discounts, too.
I can?
Yeah, with your First Nations card.
Like she needs them.
I'm just saying, you can get celebrity discounts too, but whatever.
I just fell off my chair.
Right. Life is free for you.
Work it out. Who do we think that Taylor
Swift?
Now I'm morphing my name with hers. Taylor Swiffle. Who should she date next?
Oh, that's a good question.
Who's could she dumb? Date that we would actually
like approve
her?
Of?
If we, who would she date that like would make us like her more?
I kind of like
someone
the
handicapped.
Oh God,
for sure. For sure. I'm going to no. go with you on that one.
Yes.
That could be a real PR move.
Deaf?
Deaf.
I feel like a WWE wrestler.
Oh, hell yeah.
No.
Like someone just... Oh, what's that, guy? What's that guy with the shaved head? I know he has a girlfriend. He dates the WWE...
John Cena?
John Cena.
Him and Nikki Bella are like getting married.
Yeah, but I that would be a cute couple. No.
I'm not into that.
I'm not into that either.
No.
I like it just because I
it's
love
too
WWE.
Trashy.
What about like...
they're VH1. Rich as
fuck though.
I know.
What about like a Dubai and Chic?
I would love that.
Ooh, like so she prince. Just goes and like at Paris Hilton's her life where she's like, I'm not even in America anymore at all. I'm just
no,
in Dubai.
She can't. She won't be able to handle not being famous.
What about like a Jewish accountant or like a Jewish
like
local real
Wall
estate
Street
agent.
Man or something?
Like someone who works for like Keller Williams
a teacher.
Or something.
Yes.
A teacher.
Yeah, a teacher.
There's a lot of celebrities out there that won't date regulars. They'll only date celebrities.
Like
they
like
don't
most,
understand.
Most
I
women,
feel like most.
I feel like, would yeah. not date a regular.
Like, you have to date a celebrity. You can't just date a regular. Like, Reese Witherspoon is a trailblazer, in my opinion.
She who is. She Jessica Alba.
An agent.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's her husband, Jessica
Cash
Alba?
Warren. I don't think he has a job. He doesn't need one.
Just name's Cash.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only cash he has is his on his
no,
license.
I mean, he probably
or on
has
his driver's
a job.
License.
Does yeah. he have a job, though?
I doubt it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
How did they meet?
I don't know.
We should call her.
Yeah, let's. Yeah.
Anyone have her text number?
I'll text her.
Jess, what's up?
Jesse.
We want to know about your husband.
What's Cash up to today?
They're really cute together, though. They seem like they're really in love.
I'm over the Honest Company. I'm just going to say it.
I'm over it, too.
I can't. I don't get it. I mean, apparently there was like some lawsuit that came out that like all of her, the products that she's hawking as being all organic and safe and I don't know, whatever the fuck they are. are not.
Wait, the Honest Company is her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I just posted about the Honest tampons today in our Facebook group.
Oh, yeah.
I like them, but I didn't know that they're not organic. I'm just like, oh, well,
maybe those are.
Maybe they are, but something is not.
Really?
And she hawks a lot of shit. She's got baby products. I think she has.
She's the coconut water base. Haven't you seen like the
Zika?
Oh. Yeah.
The Zico.
Zika.
I might have Zika, by the way, guys.
Really?
I might have it.
Why? How?
Well, I went to Mexico 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God. You daredevil.
And
hashtag idiot.
Well, and now I have some weird rash on my hand. Look at that. Isn't that weird?
You know what? That is weird.
It is.
It'll go away.
Keep us posted.
I know.
LMK.
Can have babies for me.
Are you? At least you have that IUD.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get knocked out.
But they don't know that much about Zika, so who knows if it doesn't. If it stays in your system, like, forever. Whatever.
I think
well, maybe your kid
years.
Can date Taylor Swift.
There you go.
There
the making of her next boyfriend.
You go. Hey, you never know. She's going to be dating, like, 12-year-olds when she's 40, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Can I say that? I don't care.
I would like her to start having the marriages, though. Like, J-Lo it up a little. Like, get married a couple times.
She can't hold a guy for more than
no,
three
I know,
months.
But they should be getting married at least after 6 months because we want to see, like, all the different wedding dresses.
It's true.
Yeah, now it's
I feel like it's
true.
Been so bleak. You're just dating them and then breaking up. It's
gallivanting.
Like, you're in your late 20s. It's time to start marrying these guys and then divorcing them.
Do we think she's putting out too early or putting out?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
I kind of agree with you.
Sources say.
Oh, yeah. My. Really?
Really?
Not yeah. at all at all?
Isn't that why Jake Gyllenhaal broke up with her? I mean,
she
I don't want to be
him?
Mean. Yeah, I think that's. I heard that from a good source.
Did you?
Yeah.
But she didn't sleep with him.
But,
juicy.
Like, what's stopping her?
I don't know.
Her moral compass.
Oh, we're so mean.
Her labia minora.
Next topic.
This is a bitchiest we've been in a long time.
I know.
You.
I'm so glad.
Well, we're
this
on
is
the bitch bible.
I
yeah. Bring
I like,
it.
I like it.
Can I tell you the worst story ever that happened to me last week? And
yes.
I wanted to talk about it, but I took last week off. Okay. This is a true story. Last week, my two girlfriends took me to Vegas because it was my birthday and they surprised me. And we went to go see Britney.
Yes.
And it was amazing. It was just like 24-hour hit and run, okay? So we're at the airport. Our flight is like scheduled to leave at 9 p.m. And we get there early. We're drinking. We're having a good old time. I was scheduled the next day to go wedding dress shopping all day. So I probably shouldn't have been drinking because I was bloated as fuck the next day. I was like, don't need the clamps here. Like, you know, they like suck
we'll
you in. I'm like,
assume that I'll be skinnier on my wedding day.
I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm like 10 pounds heavier than I will be on the big day. So it's all good. So we're at the airport. Flight gets delayed. Flight gets delayed. I'm like, ugh, fucking kill me.
Southwest.
American.
Really?
Why they, was it delayed?
Wow.
I know. And then it gets worse. So we're sitting by the gate and I see this guy. And I just saw him thinking he was cute. And my friend's like, oh, my God, that guy's so cute. And it clicked. That was the guy, the only person I've ever had, like, a kind of a one-night stand
no.
with.
Oh.
You saw him yes. at the airport?
At the airport.
In Ew. Vegas?
In Vegas. But it gets worse. He had just added me on Facebook, like, a month ago.
Oh, no. Did you accept?
Yeah.
Because
I'm weird.
A one-night stand?
Yeah, I just, like, wanted to see what he was up to.
So Taylor Swift of you.
Yeah.
It's so T-Swift of me. So I haven't seen him in, like, 8 years. I never spoke to him again. It was, like, a whole thing. My cousin came home drunk one night. He was there. And then he never spoke to me again.
Love that.
Adorable. So I see him, and I'm like, I'm not going to say hi because that's super awkward. But
did you guys make eye contact?
Totally. And I just started, and then I started like reading.
Did he recognize you?
I mean, he just added me on Facebook and we have no mutual friends, which is weird.
Oh, woof.
Creepy
oh,
as fuck. Okay?
Yeah.
So then we're in the line getting ready to board the plane. He's like three people behind me.
Oh, God.
Flight gets canceled.
No.
And I'm like, shit, because I have to get back to LA. They say the next flight is until 3 p.m. the next day. And I'm like, holy fuck, like I need to get out of Vegas now. So my friends start talking to him because they're assholes and they know that I'm like, oh, my God, this guy, I haven't seen him in 8 years. We slept together and then he ghosted me hard, okay? And I'm just looking at the ceiling and like counting the cracks. Like I will not make eye contact, even though he's right next to me.
Wait, and they just struck up random conversation with a stranger.
Oh, of course
Tell
they
me
did.
You all rented a car and drove back
so,
to Los Angeles together.
So, yes. So instead of addressing the fact that I know him and being like, hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Facebook friend.
Yeah, exactly. I do the weirdest shit ever. And I go, oh, my God, You look so familiar.
No, you did not. God.
Yes, I did, because I'm a terrible, terrible person. And it was so awkward, but I just like had to get it over with.
What'd he say?
He's like, yeah, you do too. And I'm like, yeah, you fucking weirdo. You just added me on Facebook. Let's not play. No, I didn't. Because I'm a pussy.
But did you like one of his posts at the same time as talking to him?
I would never give him that satisfaction.
You have to unfriend him.
Was he alone?
He was alone. He was there for a business dinner. So he did like a quick in and out of Vegas.
Oh. So. Sounds important and rich.
I know. It does sound rich.
Totally.
So you rented a car.
So, no, we went to go rent a car. The rental car place was closed. So then we have the genius idea to get an Uber from Las Vegas to LA. UberX, okay? I mean, we're girls
so
on a budget.
So you were like in a Mazda Miata.
A PT fucking cruiser with this guy, Mike, and my two friends. It gets worse.
I'm dying.
An hour outside of Vegas. So this is now like 1 a.m. Yeah. We're all hunkered down in the fucking PT cruiser.
Oh my God.
I am sweating. My boobs are sweating. I'm so embarrassed that I'm like, ugh.
He's fingering you in the backseat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're hooking up. Sorry, Andrew.
Whatever.
Whatever. No big deal. What happens in Vegas? Yeah. Just till we got to the state line and then we stopped. So we're on the freeway in the middle of nowhere and this fucking Uber driver, Henry, pulls off the freeway, hyperventilating, says he's having a panic attack and doesn't feel comfortable driving to Los Angeles.
Wait, why?
Because he's never done the drive before.
This can't be real.
This is real. This really fucking happened, okay?
Oh.
He said that he's not used to driving at night in the dark because he lives in Vegas and it's so illuminated. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
But
like,
you
I need to get
him. You told him you're going to LA.
Oh my God. I mean, we interrogated him. We're like, have you had anything to drink today? Do you have any children? Are you married? Where do you live? How long have you been up? Blah, blah. Like the whole thing. Pulls off on the side of the road, hyperventilating, saying he can't drive. So I'm like, are you going to kill us or am I going to kill you? Like, what's happening? So then my knight in shining armor, my Facebook friend, and lover, the one that got away, gets in the front seat, drives us for 2 hours, then gets tired. Then my friend Ruthann takes the wheel for the last leg of the trip.
Oh, my God.
She's from Ireland, and she doesn't she only drives a stick shift. We almost
died. On the
died.
Other side of the road?
Where's the driver's just in the back seat?
Fucker is in the front seat, in the passenger side.
Sleeping.
Like, yeah, just like nodding
then
off.
How did he get home?
This is the worst. Then they finally drop us off after we dodge like, you know, semi-trucks all night. It's 5 a.m. and at my house and he doesn't feel comfortable getting on the freeway.
He slept at your house.
And then we hooked up. No. 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 Then he had to get driven. My friend had to drive him to the freeway.
What?
Could you fucking Henry? If
Why
you're listening to this,
did you give him a 1-star review or what?
I was like, I mean, there wasn't even a review because we had to turn the Uber thing off because we were the Uber drivers. You know what I mean?
But you got a good deal then.
Yeah, wait, how much was it?
We got out of there for like $250.
That's not bad.
Cash.
Not that bad.
That's cheaper than 4 plane tickets.
So it worked out. But the moral of this story is if your flight gets canceled, just stay at a Hampton Inn and don't take an Uber from Vegas to LA
or
because you're going to get fucked.
How about if you have like a lot of anxiety? Uber might
maybe
not be your employer. Like maybe that's not your career.
Yeah.
Like your job is to drive and you can't drive because there's not enough fucking streetlights for you. Like what is wrong with you, Henry?
You got to stay
I
on the
fucking
Vegas
hate Henry.
Strong.
I hate Henry.
Fuck Henry.
I mean,
fuck
Henry. In Henry's defense, that drive to Vegas is quite bleak.
I mean,
but also, why did it take three people?
Don't you
to make
dare
that drive.
Come here and start sticking up for
but
fucking
wait,
Henry.
What happened with your one night stand?
Absolutely nothing. I pretended to sleep the whole way.
Did
I was wide awake.
Did you guys ever acknowledge the fact that you've had sex before?
Never.
Perfect.
That's no.
Are you
incredible.
Still friends with him on Facebook?
I'm thinking maybe like I'm gonna defriend him tonight.
Yeah. It's time.
Was he
before the wedding?
Cute. Like, did you in that car? Were you
I was
like
proud of the fact that you know he wasn't like a total ogre beast, and it seems like he's done well for himself.
Yeah.
But like now, never. He kind of has a butt chin. It's like a bad
How did he not have a butt chin before? It's like a genetic
He definitely did, but yeah. It was college and I was like drinking a lot of, you know, Bud Light from a can, and I still do that, but you know,
same.
It was a haze.
What? I can't believe you're even here.
I'm alive, guys. I'm alive.
That would have been
an
epic bad week on the Lady Gang.
I know. That's what made me think of it, because I know you guys do bad. I mean, that's like the worst week.
That's like
a bad year.
Worst day of your life.
It was pretty fucking traumatizing, I must say. I was not a happy camper, but I'm alive and, you know, glass half filled.
Are you going to write a blog about it?
No, I'm trying to block it out.
Were you wearing your Vegas clothes, or were you wearing like comfy sweats?
Oh, no. I looked like I just fucking went to a laundromat. It was terrible. It's like drop crotch sweatpants.
Yeah, but at least you're comfortable.
And I don't even think I was wearing a bra. I looked pretty, it was pretty bad. Oh, it was a bad look. It was a bad look. Can we please talk about The Bachelor? Please. Now that I got that out of my system, I'm never talking about it again because it was so traumatic.
I'm just going to get on Instagram right now.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I don't watch.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You need to start watching.
I used to.
What happened?
I was like, after hour 800 of the premiere, I was like, this is mind-numbing bullshit.
But what about Bachelor in Paradise?
Bachelor in Paradise is the best.
Even
it's
worse.
The best one.
I think just got to an age where I was like, I just got all these trash bags out of my life. I don't want them in my living room.
Oh, I want them in my living room, in my bedroom, like in my body.
I can't.
I want them around me at all times. My life goal is to try to make friends with every single Bachelor contestant.
But like distant friends.
Well, like internet friends.
Like internet
friends. Like I don't
friends,
actually want to hang out with you, but like maybe we'll tweet.
Like they're
each
not
other.
Coming to your birthday party.
No.
But you'll tweet.
That would be sad.
You guys, what do you think Nick did or said to the producers of The Bachelor to be The Bachelor?
I have a huge, there's weird shit that was going on with that choice. Did you read the article about how it was gonna be Luke up until like 11 hours before?
And he already had the flight and he's packed.
What?
They fit him for all the clothes.
I am
talking to
so happy I don't have to see Luke in his fucking flannel shirts and his light wash denim for a season because I will
eyeballs?
Lose it.
He's so weird.
He is so rapey. I can't believe that they even considered him. I hate him.
He is so unattractive and serial killer vibes for me. I can't.
Oh,
I can't fucking do it.
I just can't believe that Nick has been on four, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, he was on The Bachelorette twice and then Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay. But like,
he's like the opposite of an MVP because he just keeps losing.
But I think he's losing
on
purpose.
No, he's not losing on purpose. He like, if you watch those seasons, like he wanted it so bad.
Would you
just
have
to
sex
win.
With him?
He just wanted to win. He didn't want to fall in love.
Okay, so I've actually hung out with Nick a few times.
I've actually had sex with Nick, says Jack Vanek. Have you had sex with Nick?
I have not had sex with him. I've not hooked up
Did
with him
Did you take
at all.
An Uber with him from Las Vegas to LA?
No, but I have taken an Uber with him before.
Oh my God.
I think.
Oh my God.
Well, I don't know. I've hung out with him a few times, and he is like one of the nicest, most genuine people ever. I think that they gave him a
but
really...
But really?
He is.
Okay.
He's super nice.
I'm going to say no. I was at a party with him once, and we all know how thirsty I am. So I was like deep at a party where I was like probably the biggest celebrity there, which you mean... I mean, it was like... It was bleak.
Big party.
And Nick was there also as a celebrity. And it was like something neither one of... I think it was like Iman, the models, like book signing. Like neither one of us needed
Why
to be
were
there.
Why you there?
Because
That's
you're thirsty
sad.
To well, get your picture taken on the red carpet. Oh, was Nick, and I looked across the pool to him and I thought, you're so thirsty. And then I looked at myself and I was like, you're so great.
I love myself.
You're That's so amazing. Weird.
I don't even know what to do with that.
Becca's like, I'm gonna go.
I gotta
like,
go,
this
guys.
Party really
Dude,
showed
is he
me
cute?
How awesome. I think he's gotten hot.
I kind of think he's super hot.
He wasn't hot when he started, but
and he's tall in person, like
he's
tall,
super
yeah.
tall. He's like 6'3,
but wasn't he like hawking like. I remember when he got off Andy's season, he had like, was it like a fashion blog?
Was he on Andy Dorfman's season?
Yes.
He was, yeah.
I watched that season.
Yes.
Yeah, he was
what
the final two.
His name is
Vile. Vale.
I mean, the last name's got to go.
But
it's
those Bachelor people, they hawk more shit than like I've ever seen.
Well, because they
like,
can.
You're like, you're runner up number 12 and you're like, oh my God, look at this skinny tee. Look at my fit shake.
Well,
like,
oh,
I mean,
wait.
It's crazy.
He had like 85 siblings, right?
No.
Who was that? Ooh.
There was somebody.
Nick
was
so many.
No. I think it was, no, it, that was Brooks in Dez's season, I think, had like a, because he was Mormon.
Oh.
No,
well,
you guys, I hate to break it to you, but this is the guy, they went to his hometown.
I don't think he did.
No.
Really?
No, it's not. That's Sean Lowe.
No, this
no,
one.
It,
yeah, that's him, but,
no,
that's,
but
he didn't have the family.
No, that was Brooks.
yeah. Every time you say like, Brooks, I think of Brooks from Real Housewives of Orange County, and it just throws me for a loop.
Do you guys want to hear something so crazy about The Bachelor? Like some inside scoop?
Yes.
So I don't know if you know this, but I was on The Bachelor.
Excuse me?
Yeah. She was.
But
was
I got amazing. Only one night, and then I got kicked off. I was on Brad Wilmack's season. What? You're welcome, everyone. I was in a bleak stage of my life and was online dating. And
wait, how did you get on it? How did you apply?
Christina, my really good friend Christina, who is on the our podcast, we were at the 101 Cafe, and I had just got dumped by someone that was way below my league on Match.com. And I was like crying over like a chai smoothie at the 101. That's and I was
so
like,
tragic.
Why can't I get a man? Like, this guy was like, honestly, living in a tent in downtown LA, and he was like, you're not for me. And
sounds
was,
like all of my ex-boyfriends.
Like, I was like, how are you dumping me right now? I know we met online, so it's a little weird. Anyway, and so it was so funny because there were two things happened. There was like a kismetly bad agent that was like, you should go on The Bachelor. And then there was me like crying at the 101 being like, should I just go on The Bachelor? And then we decided, yes, you should go on.
Oh, we're so that going on The Bachelor.
Yeah. So then I sent in my thing. And then I remember going for like the casting day at their offices. And I remember like them liking me because I like had my first interview and she's like, I'll be right back. And then she got like six other people. Ooh. Anyway, I could not handle it against Michelle Money and Emily Maynard, like the two hottest like Bachelor girls of all time. It was hard.
Guys, I'm about to blow your Bachelor minds. The person who does not watch, Nick has 11 siblings.
Oh! What?
That's right.
Damn.
I remember going to his hometown and there was like 85 picture frames on the wall behind him. Fuck? And I was like, that's a real creepy family situation. And I thought she should have run.
Oh, I mean, she I did would run.
That
so.
Was the that was the red flag for Soapley. Me. So anyway, anything else you need to know about The Bachelor, just call me.
Oh my God, a specialist over
but
there.
This is what I wanted to tell you. So the night before you go to the house, like they keep you locked in this hotel for like 4 days.
You could not stand the subject being changed.
Yeah, you're like back to me.
She kept being like.
Well, I did interrupt her.
My story was not done.
I thought it was done. But okay, continue.
That was amazing.
Continue.
No, please. I'm dying for that.
I just wanted to brag that I knew something.
Becca needed to get in with a fact.
I needed to get in. Continue.
Okay, go ahead, Kelty.
All I wanted to say was that the night before you go to the house, they make you do a blood test and an STD test in a hotel room. Ooh. And then almost everyone has there's like four herpes, right, in HPV? The world. Yeah, almost everyone has HPV like living in them. And then they give you all what's the herpes medication?
Valtrex?
Valtrex. And everyone gets like an envelope of Valtrex and they make you take it the whole time you're there just in case.
But
whoa.
What if they don't let you on if you have a STD though, right?
They turn a blind eye?
Or is that?
I don't know.
I don't think they could fill that room if they did that.
There's no fucking way.
I gotta say.
That's the end of my story. Anyone else can jump
did
in with their own story
Valtrex?
Now.
Did you take your
No, I didn't take it. I was like, what the fuck? This is bullshit. I wasn't planning on kissing anyone anyway.
That's so well,
gross. Ew.
Wow.
But just so you know.
I wonder if they still, I mean, they definitely have to still do that.
I'm sure.
It's a precaution. I appreciate their safety measures.
Also, Valtrex is for cold sores, too. You don't want that spreading around.
No.
Everybody's going to have big sores on
big
their lips.
Ugh. Gushers on their lips.
But, like, how many so seasons do you think it took them to figure that out?
Why?
It definitely wasn't number one.
No, I think anytime you go on a reality show, you have to get tested so you can't sue the network for, like, I hooked up with another cast member and they gave me syphilis.
Yeah, now pay for my medical bill.
But what show was the first show ever that someone got syphilis?
I would say Survivor.
Do you think they have sex on Survivor?
For
sure.
Yeah.
To stay warm.
Nasty, dirty,
I'm done talking for a little while.
You're done. You're just going to let that marinate. That is amazing.
That was a fun fact.
Did you sell your Valtrex on the black market?
No, but guys.
Touched by Brad Wilmack.
It is like the jankiest thing. Like, I mean, these girls, I love all of you season whatever we were on. But like, women are.
We're all like sisters.
No, we
Don't
weren't.
You love how they all become best friends
the
after?
The girls were so. Oh, it was like you would go in the shower and there was just like fucking hair stuck to the wall. Like, what kind of woman sticks their old hair to the wall?
I almost took a photo of this. I went to a class, a very nice gym. I took a shower. Who is the girl that sticks her hair on the wall?
It's disgusting.
Why can't you just like let it go down the drain?
That's the same girl that pees on a toilet seat, doesn't
Gross.
Wipe it up.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you be embarrassed if you were the girl, the first one to leave the shower and you left a big clump of your fucking hair? Like, where is your dignity?
Yeah, it's like leaving a turd in the toilet and then just
really
like washing,
gross.
Walking out.
The best thing about being on The Bachelor was they give you like a whole suitcase full of free stuff.
Like what?
Like if you make it past the first rose ceremony, then you live in the house for like one night and then I got kicked off. And you're in that, when you pick your, they give you a bunk bed and on your bunk bed is like your own luggage delivered and then like a whole Samsonite case and it's just like full of free stuff. Wow. Like curling irons and hairspray and everything. But the thing about The Bachelor is that when you're on it, there's so much downtime, like you don't realize it. And that's why all the girls look crazy because you sit there and you like apply mascara for like 8 hours waiting for the date.
I mean,
like,
that girls like, are crazy
that's
too. Well,
and that's why they get crazy because number one, they but get then, them fucking wasted. And then all you can do is think about the guy because there's no TV, no phones, no books.
All I'm saying,
here's my question. Lace. Why do they all gain weight? Lace. They all get chubby.
Because they have nothing to do but sit around the kitchen and eat.
Work out if you have all
There's
that
no
time.
Gym. They promised me a gym. I asked because I was still dancer at the time. And I was like, I brought my own Pilates band and that's all they had. And they also had, get this, and what's the ab seat?
That you, oh my gosh.
You swing on it. Yes. The ab swing.
Yes.
They had one ab swing and a yoga mat. That's it. No gym.
Shit. I see. I think all the girls' bodies are insane.
I think
they
look
start insane.
Too.
Also, all the girls who were bachelorettes, they start like so snatched. Like Andy was like so snatched, and then like by the end, it's like you couldn't even see her in there.
They just they pry her with drinks. They pry all of them.
Yeah,
with
that's
drinks.
The way they get good content,
which I'm make them super down
nuts.
For.
Yeah,
I me guess. Too.
I mean, Ashley I is a national treasure. I've said that once. I'll say it again. You know who's a lace? Let me just say.
But, dude, would you have thought that Lace would be the one that ended up in, like, a normal relationship out of that?
Grace? Well, I don't know if it's normal. And well, whatever high school friend is doing her extensions and eyelashes.
Her extensions are so fucking
she
bad.
Needs to defriend them because it's so mean.
And
whoever's
she
them
must
mean.
Have seen him on The Bachelor when she was on it. And then she did him again, but worse.
She's got a wonky eye. Paradise. She's not watching herself on TV. She needs to get it together. I love you, Lace, but, like, holy fuck. Train wreck. Please come on this podcast.
Please.
National I'm begging treasure. You. National treasure. Have any of you guys ever been to Burning Man? Wasn't that recently?
Yeah, I think it was
just happened.
Yesterday.
Oh, I know this because my my long-lost lover was headed to Burning Man the next day. Says it all, guys. Says
there
it all.
There you go. You got out.
He's a burner.
Ugh. I would never go to Burning Man.
I want to go so bad.
Are you serious?
There's so many good photo ops there.
I can't, like, I swear to God, I would go, like, I'd rather go wine tasting with Hitler than go to fucking Burning Man. Like, I would never.
Sounds good.
It sounds nice, right? No, I would never go. I don't even get it. What do? You go in the middle of the desert and
it's
then,
a lot of orgies.
Is
it's
it?
A lot of drug taking.
It's a lot of drugs, orgies. Yeah. I would go for, like, 2 days.
Can you but do I, that?
You can.
Can you bring an RV?
Yeah. You have to bring all
and
of your own
and it's a bartering
stuff.
System. So, like, fuck someone has a shower and someone has tacos. And you're like, hey, I'll let you take a shower if you can give me a tortilla.
What? What is the point, though? I need to know what the point. Like, I no one can tell me. They're like,
take a
just
little
expressing
bit.
Expressing yourself.
Take some acid and then think about it. Because I think it would make sense.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to take acid when I get home. And then I'm going to book and my then, Burning Man
for
trip.
Next year.
My 2017. Friend sent, she was working for this big, like, executive, like, he's super important, very wealthy, and he goes every year. He's entirely too old to be going, and he, like, flies out there with, like, all of his friends, and they do drugs, and she had to, like, go on his computer to get something for him, and he had Googled, like, how much can you die from taking too much Molly?
Oh, my God.
And
oh.
then later, she brought him a sandwich for lunch, and she watched him stare at his sandwich and, like, take it apart piece by piece, put it back together, and then fall asleep with it in his mouth.
Was he, like, coming down from all?
Coming down from that Burning Man experience.
That
and
sounds
like,
so
that
fun.
Doesn't that sound horrible?
That's a nightmare.
He's someone's father.
Oh,
he's somebody's father?
Yes.
Sad.
He's so kids? Old. He's old. He has kids. I mean, those. It's, like, a lot of, like, hot, like Suki Waterhouse. She, like, pays a stylist to style her for Burning Man.
I know.
Then she goes there and, like, has, like, sex with, like,
well,
you know,
Burning Man's now turning into the new fucking Coachella
it
too, because it's
seems
like all
very glamorous.
Paris Hilton was there, like Cara Delevingne was there, like it's all the celebrities that are going now, and it's turning into some stupid thing.
I will never be cool enough. I mean, I just got kind of cool enough to go to Coachella, and I still didn't do it right. Like, I was not in a crop top. I would not wear a fucking flower crown. I was like the buzzkill of Coachella, but like Burning Man would take it to the whole. Like, I wouldn't even be allowed. They wouldn't let me in.
No. I just love dressing up, so, like, any excuse to dress up.
I just, like, saw people in, like, loincloths and body paint and feathers, and I'm like, what the fuck are you
it's
doing?
It's fucking weird.
What are you doing? Get it together.
No offense. I just have really bad allergies.
Oh,
I'd be sneezing everywhere.
I did enough time. My people did enough time in the desert. Also, I don't need to go and sweat my dick off in the middle of fucking nowhere in a camper. Ooh. No. No.
If you're lucky, you have a camper. If you're like rich, you have a camper. Oh. And also the majority of people are not showering, let alone like baby wiping. And there's orgies happening. Like, what do you think that smells like?
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Exactly.
Oh, Jesus. How do you guys feel about Alicia Keys and the no makeup thing? What are your thoughts?
I'm into it.
Are you into it?
Yep.
Okay. I'm into it because like I don't like wearing makeup. So that's cool. She still looks better than I do with, like, a full face beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she still looks hot.
But, like, I've been... I feel like I'm the pioneer woman of the no makeup thing. I've not been wearing makeup since I was, like, out of the fucking birth canal. And I haven't been appreciated the same way that she's being appreciated for it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I get it. But it's just... I don't know. Sometimes I get weird about things like this because I feel like it's just too... too many causes. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't want to wear makeup, don't wear makeup. But let's not, like, force people to not wear makeup.
What's her, what is she saying the reasoning behind it is?
Thirst. Just to,
like, thirst.
Hasn't had a hit in a decade.
But she's judging on, whatchamacallit, The Voice.
Which I think is a major mistake.
A mistake? Really? Why?
I'm not interested in Alicia Keys at all, 0%.
But at least she's, like, real musician.
That's a mistake musician. To you. That's not a mistake, like, for her to do it.
Miley Cyrus, like, what the fuck are you talking about? You have zero ability or skill.
No, Alicia Keys is real fucking deal. And I kind of just love her, so I'm getting behind it. But I mean, I just learned how to put tinted moisturizer on, so I'm not.
She's definitely
stop.
Wearing tinted moisturizer.
Oh, that's what I don't.
She's wearing the no makeup.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: I can appreciate it, but only a few people can do it. It's like in Hollywood, you have to like stay in your lane.
Right.
Like if the reason you're famous is because you're like a hot bitch, like a sex symbol. Please don't ever show me your face without makeup. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
Like, we're not buying it because that's what you're selling. You're like, that's it.
Right.
But Alicia Keys, it's like she's kind of always been a little bit like androgynous, a little bit like not your average like sexy girl. She's just been like straight up musician. So like do whatever the fuck you want to do. You were never hot to begin with. But I mean, she's beautiful, but she's not a hot girl.
No. She's not the hot girl. And I Kylie Jenner is, I'm not even going to talk about her, actually. I'm on a Kardashian fence. We don't discuss her on this podcast. But yeah, that's true. Certain people are famous for being like hot and sexy with their tits out and doing the whole thing. And I'm okay with that, too. But know what your brand is, know what your shtick is, and then stick to your shtick. Oh, my God. You guys, I just found my Real Housewives tagline.
Yeah, you better write that down.
I'm trying to get on that show so bad.
Can you please?
I'm trying so hard.
Get on the show. It is my dream to be a friend of a housewife. I don't want to, like, I want to be like Faye Resnick.
Oh, she's the worst.
But, like, the best version of Faye Resnick.
Yeah.
Like,
can
a cool
Faye
Resnick.
Can you please get on it? Are you actually trying to get on it?
I mean, I would do it in a heartbeat. I live for that show.
It's me too.
Can you get that dramatic with people?
Yes.
You could, like, maybe get in a cat
fight. Oh, yeah,
fight.
No, but you could be, like, the one that everybody loves. You know what I mean?
Like who? Like...
Not Brandy.
Nope, certainly not Brandy. But
can
I
tell you guys,
like,
a story about Brandy?
Please do.
This is so bad. Okay, I was on her podcast, and she came in, like, kind of a clamped, and, like, she, you know, wasn't like, hi, how are you? Hugs, nice to meet you. You know, it was, like, kind of disarray, and which is fine.
Was she hungover?
I don't know. We all have those days. But, I'm such a fucking idiot. We were talking about reality television, and we were talking about Vanderpump Rules, and I had a complete brain disconnect where I forgot her involvement with Lisa and Sheena. Oh. And we were talking about something, and I was talking about my podcast, and I said, oh, yeah, you know the girl. Do you know who Sheena Shea is? And I forgot that Sheena was her...
The mistress.
Oh, and she said, she's like, yeah, I remember Sheena. She was fucking my husband while I was pregnant. Something like that. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I think she felt like maybe I did that on purpose.
Oh no.
Because she's like, so used to people messing with her.
Yeah, because she's a housewife that she maybe thought that I was like making a dig at her or something. First of all, I am not that fucking crafty. I wish... that I was as cool and like on the fly
like,
to like
I'm
do
too
something
slow
like that.
For that.
I am so slow. I'm like just a fucking idiot. I would never think to do something like that. And you don't piss off like the host of a show that you're going
on.
Yeah,
that's awkward.
And she was like trying to set me up with her publisher. Never got that email, so I really fucked everything up.
Whoopsies.
So if your lit agent is listening, I'm available, and contact me, because that connection is not going to be made.
Woof.
Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
Real good times. But sometimes people think that you would do something that they would do.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that out in the universe. Oh. Anyways.
Oh.
She's a housewife. That's what housewives do.
Crafty. You're like, I'm not calculated enough for that.
No, I am so what you see is what you get, to a very, very large fault. Like, it's bad. Bad, bad.
Yeah.
But I would like to be a friend of a housewife. So, okay. Becca, get on it.
Becca,
get on
New York.
Oh, New York's the best one.
It's the best.
Don't you? People, this is very polarizing, because some people do not get down with New York. I fucking love Real Housewives of New York. It's my favorite one.
They're amazing.
Who's your favorite?
I mean, I kind of love Sonia Morgan.
She is a legend.
She's, first of all, the most beautiful one. Like, she's...
For sure.
Wait, what does she look like?
She's blonde.
She kind of looks like Paris Hilton.
She does look a little like Paris Hilton, but she's like... She's definitely does stuff, to maintain the look.
Yeah.
But it's not crazy. No. And I actually find that the New York housewives are the best with moderation. They're also the best dressed.
Totally.
And they're also the smartest.
Yes, it's the highest. No,
for
sure.
I'm thinking of Jersey. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm thinking of Jersey.
Oh, no.
I'm bad.
No, because
that's
Kelsey,
the complete opposite.
Yeah, it's like the polar opposite.
Yeah. No, New York is the highest level of intelligence in the dumbest platform.
Yes. I had a moment over here after watching the reunion last night. I caught up on it. I had a moment where I just felt really sad for Luann. And I'm not Team Luann, but I think I'm feeling very empathetic. She seems like, that girl that used to be really popular in high school, and everyone wanted to fuck her, and she was so hot and every girl wanted to be her.
Yes.
And then her demise, from... the top, she peaked. That's Luann, and she's just grasping at straws now.
It's so true. She is. She's that girl.
We're watching it. We're watching the unraveling.
I want to fly to New York and beat the shit out of Tom. What an asshole.
What an asshole.
Come
on.
Wait,
was he... Okay, because I don't really watch it, but I was watching it at the nail salon the other day. Was he...
What nail salon do you go to?
Pampered Hands.
Oh,
they always play it.
Oh, my gosh.
Was he making out with a girl at a party or
yes.
something? That was that guy?
Yes. Right after they got engaged. And she's still marrying him because he's rich.
Two days before they didn't know each other well or something, right?
Or they
no,
weren't
they
that long?
Hadn't been dating very long. She's just sort of desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
But I mean, make a good life choice.
Was it caught on camera?
Right.
It
no,
was
but
caught
there's
on
a
camera.
Photo. There's a photo.
You kind of can't do that.
No. And Bethany had to be the one to break the news. It was so. Oh, and the reunion.
Oh.
I lost 5 pounds watching that reunion.
So did I
live for the reunion.
It was amazing.
It was unbelievable. Bethany was just so tightly wound. She was ready to go like a piranha.
Yep.
They all were.
They were all on it. I liked that Luann kept shutting down Carol. Mm. Like just kicking her like a small dog the whole time. It was good.
It was really good. I felt very, very emotionally satisfied. Okay. Ladies. Thank you so much for being here and letting me be a temporary member of your lady gang. Please tell everyone where they can find you and where you can, pimp yourself out.
First, everyone always looks at me.
I know.
First of all, Jackie, are you a member of the Secret Lady Gang Facebook group?
Yes.
I knew you were. You're the one
obviously
posting about her yeast infection.
Yeah.
That's the most important. We have a Secret Lady Gang Facebook group, so if you search the groups on Facebook, then you apply to be in it, and Jack will approve you.
Oh, my God. It's like Soho House. It's amazing.
It's amazing. And it's really zhuzhy, and we talk about everything.
Do you have to, submit a photo?
Only if you're gay, and then you have to prove that you like boys, because we don't let boys in. It's only girls and gay boys.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
Yeah.
So there's that. Then there's the Lady Gang podcast, which is on iTunes or theladygang.com, and you can listen, because your show comes out Tuesday.
Oh, really?
No, your normal show. Bitch
oh,
Bible.
Oh my God. I thought you meant my... Because you guys...
Bitch
Bible. I've been waiting
Bitch
for
Bible,
it. Like, what?
Bitch Bible comes out on Tuesdays, right?
Yes, we're on Tuesdays.
And so when people are like, oh my God, I need another Lady Gang episode. It's 1 hour is not enough. Mm-hmm. You go listen to Bitch Bible, or if you're listening to Bitch Bible, you come on over to Lady Gang. We can share. It's not one or the other.
No, it's not.
It's
we're
both.
All
We're the
sharing.
Same people.
We're a team.
We're the same.
We're on the same team. Yeah. The reason I said that is because I am going to be on your guys' podcast October 4th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was like, is October 4th next week? Holy fuck, I'm behind schedule.
Gotta get a Halloween costume.
Shit. I'm supposed to be in London October 4th. I got very nervous there for a second. And where can everyone find you on your socials? Pimp
at,
it out,
at
girls.
Jack Vanek.
At Becca At It's Becca.
Jesus, Becca.
And most importantly,
oh, no.
Thirsty Kelty Knight at Kelty Knight on Instagram. I'll like your photos back.
She will.
I love that. The thirst is real. It's I'm thirsty real. As fuck, too. I can appreciate that.
These guys have like hundreds of thousands of followers, so they don't have to be thirsty. I am like so bleak.
How annoying is it when people buy followers, by the way? I have a real fucking problem with it.
It's so real problem. Obvious.
It is inflation of social media. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
But you, if you know anything about Instagram, you know when people buy followers.
No, but nobody knows. Do you know how many jobs I have lost because they're like, well, that girl's 500,000 followers. I'm like, those are all fake.
Then buy yourself some
ratios,
followers.
People. Yeah. It's almost like you have to because it's like if the person with, you know, 75,000 is getting the same as the person with 10,000, you might as well fucking buy them. Well, don't buy them because I will judge you hard. But it's sad. It's annoying as fuck.
I went to dinner with a girl. I won't tell you who she is.
Celebrity?
Oh, tell me.
Ish.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Celebrity adjacent?
Celebrity. Well, celebrity, but okay. Like
C-list, D-list.
C-list, let's okay. say. And
Becca, is she above or below my level of fame?
I need I feel to like see Becca's might, face.
Is this a trick question?
I feel like I'm being tricked.
I don't answer's
know.
Above.
I don't know.
The answer's
anyways,
above.
Not important. Not important. It all that matters is in the course of the dinner, I don't know her that well. It was sort of like a half business, half social, whatever, dinner. And I look at her socials after because I was like, she'd be great to come on the Lady Gang. And, we're just checking to see, like, I'm like, how, like, into her socials are her fans? Are they engaged? Mm-hmm. She has, like, a lot of followers.
Like, too many?
Like a lot. And I was like, that seems like a lot. And then I went to her photos and it's very obvious with
how many
the
likes?
Amount of wait, likes.
Let's get a like number.
Yeah, okay,
let's
follow I'm going to give you like. An example. I think she has about 800,000 followers.
That's a lot.
And her likes are like 13,000.
Hmm.
It doesn't line up.
Ratios, people.
The ratios are off. And that was like the biggest pictures. I would
and
say
check
like 9,000.
Yeah,
that's fun.
And like five comments.
That's where you can find out. Comments. And video views.
Because you can buy likes too.
But you can't buy a comment.
But she's the same person who also lied about her age.
Ooh.
You guys, there's a girl I work with, and she's definitely 35.
I mean, to be younger, sorry.
And tells everyone she's 26. And I was like, it's not possible.
No.
That shit pisses me off.
We don't have to lie.
Don't
lie.
It really pisses me off.
People can figure
and
it out.
Also, she's lying by like 3 years. So it's like not even, like that doesn't even, it's not even worth it.
Yeah.
No, that's too obscure. I mean, at least lie by like a decade. That's cute. Like my grandma says she's 60. She's 86. And I love that about
that
her.
Works. And that's
like,
endearing.
I'm 60. She's like, don't you want to check my ID? I'm like, no one wants to fucking check your ID. Crypt keeper. Okay.
You're pretty much dead.
You're half dead. You're like barely living. Love you, Grandma Gloria. She never listens to this. She doesn't even know what I do.
Perfect.
She doesn't know where she is. She doesn't know anything. Thank you, girls, so much for coming on.
Thank
you. On that note.
We love you and you're our main bitch.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I will see you next Tuesday. Once again, please, bitches, run, don't walk, to go get your box of style. You won't find some sad herb garden or a fucking Keebler elf-sized hair mask. It's all full-size shit. This season, they also have this, like, amazingly cool Rachel Zoe brand chunky tassel bracelet. I'd rather have tassels on my wrists than on my nipples. And I am obsessed with everything in the box. It's curated by Rachel Zoe and the editors from The Zoe Report, so you know it's some good shit. The link is, once again, thezoereport.com/Jackie. Use promo code Jackie for $10 off your subscription. Spoil yourself. You fucking deserve it, bitch.